Welcome to the subject of Human Resource Information System. Today we are at Chapter 9, where we are going to look at role of artificial intelligence in developing robustness in HR. The objectives of this chapter are, after discussing this chapter, you'll be able to understand the essentials of artificial intelligence. You'll be able to describe the application of AI to HRIs. You'll be able to elaborate how the AI concept will affect future system of HRIs. You'll be able to understand the implications of the AI concept to the HRIs. As we all are aware, HRIS system supports the HRM in making the organization activities quicker, simpler, and robust. Automation is most process more effective than before. AI, artificial intelligence, has been changing our lives for decades. But today, its presence is bigger than ever before. We don't even realize when a new AI-powered system or tool or product appears and outperforms us as human. The AI is affecting human life on all kinds of levels, varying from the automation of tedious, time-consuming tasks, the augmentation of human capabilities, and the amplification of human functions. So in fact, AI is helping us to understand the innate abilities and capabilities that humans have. And AI is a further step in giving the expression in exemplifying way that what humans can do. And AI is supporting us with a technological capability. It's a journey. And we can see its benefits through automation, something like in augmentation, enhancing its levels, and a long-term benefit as amplification, indicating a huge spread of the human activities or the task. AI has wide-reaching implications in many modules and functionalities of HRIs. The growing use of AI chatbots is an interesting area of discussion. The growth of AI is also due to the rising global connect. As organizations are working boundaryless, crossing over the geographical limits and using the global network. So AI has to become successful, it has to create a congruence between culture of both the country and the diverse locations of the organization across the globe. Need to be aware that AI is present since many decades. The development has been rapid in past few years. What are the advantages as AI has hit the human life? So it is helping in experiencing reduction in the human error. It's offering zero risk. It's giving digital assistance. It projects new inventions. It keeps continuing performing repetitive jobs. It takes care of daily applications. It helps humans in seeing the faster decision making. And it also helps in identifying a pattern. In information technology, the patterns are very important in the education of humans. So how do the development of AI technology happen? Organizations had been already increasingly using AI chatbots and certain other applications in HRIs, something like in the recruitment. So AI is present in virtually every major industry, from healthcare, advertising, transportation, finance, legal, education, and inside the workplace. There can be lacuna in human cognitive abilities that can be filtered through AI. AI through chatbots can also use ineffective recruitment. The hiring and selection process in that domain, AI learns, can take care of many tasks that recruiters already do on the regular, ongoing, day-to-day basis. A lot of automated and repetitive tasks that recruiters perform can be taken care of AI and are being taken care of by AI. So the modern recruiters, recruitment software has many benefits besides automating administrative workload. The market will be flooded very soon with AI technology. It will help the recruitment professionals in task of analyzing. It's an opportunity to automate low-level tasks, helping the decision makers with more detailed information. It reduces operational time, it reduces operational cost. Recruiting is a market that creates value only during certain periods of time. And hiring and recruitment and bringing the right skill set at the right time on the board can happen in the heat of the business, can be required when the business cycle is on peak. So on one hand, they are used in unstable revenue streams. And on the other hand, this model is likely to choose to pay per position instead of using the SaaS model, software as a service model. A few critical areas of recruitment where AI can be used extensively. A few examples here. Initial screening of the candidates can be done by AI. Engagement of the candidates. Humans will take time to respond to every candidate, whether their profile is matching, whether the organization is carrying out screening round, or there is a delayed response, or we are scheduling the candidate. So AI can help here in engaging the candidate response, engaging the candidate in receiving the response from the organization side. Orientation of new employees, we had seen that the how mass scale inductions can happen, touching the geographies. Robust facilitation of learning and development can happen. Enhancing employee relations, employee engagement, the message, the communication, the leadership style, the vision, the value enhancement that has to get cascaded across the organization and geographies at one go. AI can take care of that. Now let's look at what happens in the initial screening of candidates. The bots can be used by the recruitment professionals to do initial screening. These tools can be used in aligning the questions to the candidates and answers that are analyzed by the HR professionals to understand the various attributes, characteristics of the candidate. How does AI engage the candidates? Most candidates who apply for the jobs rarely get the intermediate communication from employer, as I had said earlier. AI helps in sending the customized information and the messages. Orientation of the new employees. Helpful AI helps in making the new employees familiar to the processes and culture of the organization. Helps in making the employees familiar with the policies of the organization. This can be pretty time consuming and an obsolete step for the existing employees who provide the information. So people keep on feeding in the information. So maybe the HR, maybe the line manager, or maybe the supervisor keeps on feeding the same repetitive information to the newcomers. AI takes a role in between and does that. So with the help of AI, this process can be automated. Facilitation of learning and development. The bots help in providing specific trainings and help to improve the performance. Connects the employees for understanding about what can help them in their career growth and development with the knowledge management part. How does the employee relation get enhanced with AI bots? It helps in providing specific answers to frequently asked questions, helps in providing answers to simple and routine administrative transactional questions. New employees have many doubts. Or for the first time, somebody is facing a situation, he may be or she may be having the query, AI takes care of that. Now, what are the benefits of using artificial intelligence in recruitment? So the quality of hiring increases because it screens well, takes care of human error. It creates a better integration of analytics. Automation saves the time. And decisions are unbiased. They are basis to the information which is available in the system. They look at the cause and effect relationship. They look at the reasoning part. The AI technology helps the employees get the updated information and they get answers to their queries. Another application of AI technology is in the process of talent mapping. The technology ensures that there are lesser biases or zero biases. By implementing AI, recruiters and hiring managers can look at the problem-solving skill and the teamwork capabilities in real time. The AI explores amongst all possible business peers. Recruiters are still somewhat, though apprehensive about the AI solution, but the business uses it to its advantage. The machines already demonstrate better abilities to the overwhelming repetitive work. So a possibility of boredom, being disappointed, error out of continuous energy investment, AI takes care of that. That's the reason why AI in the recruitment also will increase for the value of human work. Automation enhancements, resultants of AI leaps. Leaps in the artificial intelligence technology has given rise to the possibilities of gathering insights from an unstructured employee feedback in a robust fashion. Many organizations in upcoming years would see a transition towards such new approaches and will make a best use of the critical information to its advantage. From the context of infusing clarity about the AI intelligence, we need to be aware about certain areas. AI, any algorithms exhibiting any behavior considered as smart. AI is often perceived as a smart calculation, a smart solution, a smart result, because it is driven by algorithm. Machine learning, ML. Algorithms that detect patterns and use them for prediction or decision making. It is called as machine learning. NLP, natural language processing. Algorithms which can interpret, transform, and generate human language. Algorithms are the procedures and the rules which become the foundation of most of the computer software. So algorithms are the systematic methods, systematic steps, which are built, aligned for the problem-solving mechanism to arrive at certain decision and to create solution. The work of algorithm in software is not visible by human eye, but they come through a program and they are reprogrammed by experts to solve problems. The AI technology can prove helpful in this domain, as currently there is limited number of tools available to analyze employee feedback. The element of creating better culture is to induct more qualified candidates from the recruitment process. However, AI-based HRIS module can process valuable information and provide contact information to the new employee. All these transactions can happen to update personal information on behalf of the employee in a secure manner. The chatbots authenticate an employee and provide only authorized information with which employee can access and transact. Conversational AI for HR transaction has a huge potential to perform certain transactions routed in an approval chain process. The conversational AI solution uses the machine learning capability, uses NLP, natural language processing, to know exactly what information the employee or manager or HR professional is asking for. And that's how the algorithm built in to these in machine learning or NLP, they help to arrive at the proposed solution earlier. You can look at certain words as positive or negative, but applications work best when it can determine the correct context and the intention of the user. So let's look at this AI cycle. Business and use case development. So problem and improvements are defined and use of AI is proposed. Design phase, the business case is turned into a design requirement for the engineers. Training and test data procurement. Initial data sets are obtained to train and test the proposed model. Then the building or the creation of the application, the testing of the application happens. The system undergoes testing and retesting to see whether on the proposed frame, the objective of this framework to be brought in is actually functioning to the requirement, fulfilling the purpose or not. Deployment, when the AI system goes live, so making it bring into the use for the users, and monitoring the performance of the system assessed. So this is a typical AI life cycle. HR performance and succession data provides information on which employees internally in the organization are engaged and challenged. This creates a new dimension for a strategic workforce planning to reduce the employee attrition. It is a helpful tool to find the right mix of human and machine in the workplace. So what type of skills, what type of talent are required to keep the balance and the best fit of the candidate for the external and internal hiring process? Some of the key building blocks of AI technology landscape. The first one is bots. So automates back office and enterprise operations via a common plugin. So a bots pop up. Automated machine learning. This provides exploratory data analysis, algorithm selection, and diagnostics. Most useful for problem solving with the help of quality data and advanced algorithm. Language and natural language processing uses a standardized programming language and tools to solve contextual and narrative issues. Cloud solution. It enables a pre-trained model with storage for deployment, testing, improvement, and quality assurance. APIs for AIs and business functionalities. So this supports machine learning, natural language processing, and core business functions designed to be consumed by chatbot agnostic technology and offers a text-based conversational interface to connect with multiple messages, for example, Google, Skype, ServiceNow, IBM, chatbot, social media messenger, SAP Jam, and custom chatbots. What are the steps in overcoming challenges to achieve automation success? As AI-fueled organizations can attest, a magic to happen when the data is transformed into value. It takes a shape of value, takes a shape of indication of profit, enhancing people working for the organization and customer experiences alike. At the same level, there can be challenges, critical aspect of the data management part. Now, these challenges can be of integrating data from diverse resources, preparing and cleaning of the data, providing self-service access to data, ensuring data governance, and missing on to the right talent and expertise to manage the data value chain. So these are some of the challenges that have to be looked into. Building an effective data management value chain can lead to a powerful and game-changing benefits. The forward-looking data-driven companies are bringing a product mindset, managing the data like a product across the entire life cycle. So your data turns into a centerpiece of all this processing. If your data is clean, mapped, well-documented, corrected, brought up to the need of an hour, it helps in the better analysis, a better solution creation, better decision making. So building an effective data management is an important player for the organization's success. The HRIs, designers, and practitioners need to understand the variables of identifying data sources. So it's imperative to look at from which sources, pockets, the data is coming and whether that data is a qualitative data, helping data. They need to practice discretion in terms of collating diverse information and filtering it to the subsequent AI processing. If the data source is correct, the data is up to the mark, if it is a valid data, then it will throw up in the right solution creation. A good AI designer should be able to suggest a strategy to avoid unintended consequences by inputting as many as possible scenarios, pre-learning to happen, a machine self-learning mechanisms to be avoided for the unintended issues, to avoid the chaos. So here we come to the end of the chapter 9. Thank you very much.